Now we continue our readings in Matthew's Gospel at the 8th chapter. And we read in from verse 18, although these few verses we dealt with last time. Matthew chapter 8 at verse 18. Now when Jesus saw great multitudes about him, he gave commandment to depart unto the other side, that is, of the Sea of Galilee. And a certain scribe came and said unto him, Master, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus saith unto him, The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And another of his disciples said unto him, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. But Jesus said unto him, Follow me, and let the dead bury their dead. And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. Now, as that reads in Matthew's Gospel, it would be open to the suggestion that the disciples followed him in other ships. And some commentators, in fact, think that this is so. But this is where a comparison of the other accounts of this incident in Mark and Luke make it surely clear that the disciples went in their boat and not in another. When he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him, and behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. Now those who hold that the disciples followed in another ship seem to find their contention supported by the fact that verse 24 describes the storm and describes what happened to the ship in which Jesus was sleeping from the point of view of another ship, watching that ship being almost overwhelmed by the storm. But again, if you compare the other records in Mark chapter 4 and in Luke chapter 8, I think the evidence is perfectly clear that it was the disciples themselves who were in the ship with Jesus and no others. Behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And the disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he saith unto them, Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea. You see, he rebuked them first. He rebuked them with the words, Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. Now, there are those who interpret this verse as meaning that the sea, according to ancient belief, was possessed with evil spirits, and that Jesus was rebuking the evil spirits in the sea. Now, it seems to me that there is really no need to suggest such an interpretation as this. Jesus was Lord of the elements, and he rebuked them not as animate creatures, but as inanimate creation. And surely he was in the position so to do. I do not think it's necessary to suppose that the sea was stirred by evil spirits, though doubtless this was an extraordinary storm, in the same way as the storm which beset the Apostle Paul on his way to Rome was certainly no ordinary storm. But I think it's reading too much into the passage to suggest that Matthew is giving vent to the belief that the sea was inhabited by evil spirits. In fact, it isn't and wasn't. He arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? Calvin takes this phrase, the men marveled, as referring not to the disciples, but to others on the ship, the sailors of this particular ship, and not specifically our Lord's disciples. But here again, a comparison with the other records in Mark and Luke surely makes it clear that it was the disciples themselves who marveled. This is a story about the disciples. And the disciples marveled, saying, "What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him?" And you'll notice that the Authorized Version has an exclamation point there, not a question mark. They weren't really asking a question, or rather it was a rhetorical question. It was in fact an exclamation of wonderment. What a wonderful man this is, that even the winds and the sea obey him. You see, they knew what manner of man he was. They knew who he was. And faith was already being formed in their hearts that he was the Messiah, the Son of the living God. So we take it as an exclamation, not as a real question. What a wonderful man this is, that even the winds and the sea obey him. Amen. May God bless to us the reading of his word.